Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today, we're diving into a really exciting topic, Gemini versus Midjourney, and how pros are using these tools in 2025. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about both of them lately, but I gotta ask, what's the big deal? Are they really that different? Great question. You see, it's not really about which one is better, but how they complement each other in a workflow. Professionals are starting to treat Gemini and Midjourney as a team rather than competitors. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So instead of battling it out, they're working together? Exactly. The key shift here is in understanding where each tool shines. For instance, 90% of AI media creators start with Midjourney for initial image generation because of its speed and style variety. So it's like a creative sprint to kick things off.
Right?
Midjourney is great for that instant wow factor, and it generates images in about 9 to 22 seconds. But when it comes to keeping characters consistent across scenes or rendering text correctly, that's where Gemini, specifically. Imagen 3 Pro comes into play. Oh, that's where. I get lost. Why is character consistency such a big deal? Well, think about it. If you're creating a storyboard with the same character appearing in multiple scenes, like holding a coffee cup or reading a sign, you want that character to look the same each time. Midjourney struggles with that. Imagen 3 Pro can handle it. Got it. So it's like having a steady cinematographer who ensures everything matches up seamlessly. Exactly. And in 2025, Imagen 3 Pro upped its game by allowing users to blend up to 14 images while maintaining consistency across 5 characters. This is huge for storytelling. Wow, so instead of fiddling with outfits and props over and over, creators can focus on the actual story? Yes. It means fewer frustrating moments of why does my character keep changing? And for professionals, it translates to fewer tweaks and quicker timelines. Sounds like a real time saver. So how do these pros typically use both tools together? They start with Midjourney for quick, varied ideas, and then switch to Imagen 3 Pro for continuity and clean text rendering. This hybrid approach can improve production efficiency by 30 to 40%. That's a significant boost. I can see how smart tool usage can save time and effort. But what about costs? Do these tools break the bank? Well, that's another interesting angle. Midjourney's standard plan averages about $333 per image, while Gemini's API is around $39 per image. At first glance, it seems higher, but Gemini has a free tier, which is great for casual users. So if you're just starting out, you can experiment without spending much. Alex, exactly. For users generating fewer than 100 images a month, Gemini's free access is perfect. Then as you ramp up to more images, Midjourney becomes more cost-effective for rapid ideation. So it's like scaling your tools based on your needs and budget? Yes. And for professionals dealing with higher volumes, the hybrid setup really shines. You save on costly re-renders by using Imagen 3 Pro's superior text rendering, which means less time in post-production. That's super helpful to know. What about people who might find the Discord interface overwhelming? For those folks, starting with, Gemini is a smart choice. It has a more user-friendly interface, which is great for beginners. Once they feel comfortable, they can dive into Midjourney for more creative variations. So it's a two-step approach. Start with the easier one, then explore. Exactly. And for creators, that quick start in. Midjourney allows for rapid idea generation before refining in.